and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And today there's a notice from HM Revenue and Customs that if you do your tax return in paper form, then you must have it returned by the 31st of October. That's next Monday. If those paper returns are not put back by the 31st, then fixed penalties of £100 apply, even if you have no tax to pay. But that only applies to paper returns. If you do yours either yourself or via your accountant online, then you can breathe again. You have until the 31st of January to file your return. And that reminds me, I must get on and do my own. Now today we're going back to the Scottish National Ploughing Championships from the weekend. And among the local winners was John Dalgetty for best ploughing with a Sellers plough, his 35X and Sellers BDF best on the day. And in the demonstrators, Graham Much from Ravenhill, who were also main sponsors, won the day there. And the horse ploughing, Neil MacPhail, came out tops. And I caught up with one of the judges in the classics to see just what they were looking for.
Straightness, levelness, first of the seam, again, the both ends, and a good finish. Like, you can see that, that's a reasonable finish. So that side has to equal that side. Again, come in nice and shallow, just like a dish.
But the final word on the weekend's ploughing must go to Chairman Tom Leng. He was well pleased with 150 or so ploughmen turning out to try their own luck.
Tremendous. A lot of good ploughing here on this nice land.
And we've got the world champion over there, and he's in his zone ploughing at the moment, isn't he?
He don't interfere when he's ploughing.
There's some really good quality ploughing about, isn't there?
Oh, yes, a beautiful ploughing today. It land's turning up lovely.
And it's beautiful land here, isn't it, at Croft Grooney?
Oh, this is lovely land. Farming in a good part of the world.
And I think we'd all agree with that. And finally today, at long last, there's a bit of light at the end of the tunnel and good news for pig producers, with price rises for all contract pigs up by 1 to 2 pence a kilo. It would appear that the price drops over the summer may have finally bottomed out and actually be on the way up again. And the cull, sow and pig market has been given a boost from China, of all places, who take parts of the pigs that the Europeans don't normally eat. There are signs as well that the overall market could continue on an upward trend right through to Christmas with extra seasonal demand. And on that note, I'll leave you for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 as usual, with more MFR Farming.